Brian, why are you playing Scandal with Patti Smith?
I like it. I feel... Yeah. I don't know. Why are you?
This song was stuck in my head before the internet, and it was there for years, and I was like, oh, I want to find it, and I never found it, because, again, for whatever reason, I just couldn't figure it out. So, yeah, welcome back to the Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Real quick, Brian, I want to just pump in here for people up here in Dane County. National Weather Service alert, severe thunderstorm warning until 3:15 right now. We're looking at 60-mile-an-hour gusts of wind, quarter-sized hail. Yeah, so hunker down, guys. Get inside if you can.
This is coming across the state. It's going to hit here. It's probably, I think it's slow moving. It's going to be here in a couple hours as well.
Yeah, yeah. I'm hearing our battery backups kicking on behind us, so we got the right gear, but be careful out there, guys.
Yeah, let's stay safe and don't feel bad about pulling over. You don't have to fight through it. It's okay.
Yeah, yeah, and we're looking at 30 minutes tops. So, yes, please be safe.
Yeah. And I say this to, again, talking about the reason I brought in with the warrior here is that we live in a warrior society. Everything we do is framed through struggle against an enemy. Who's the enemy? Sometimes you have to fight against adversity to come on top and
drive through that storm.
Drive through that storm and win. You got to show how tough you are making it through that storm against all odds, when really you're just putting everybody else in danger by trying to get there fast.
Yeah, your family would miss you a lot.
Yeah, yeah. But again, we frame everything through trying to fight something. Like, all of our, like, even if, like, it's not just, you know, sports. We have a huge sports society. We have to have the you know, the sports team conquered the other team. They sent them back and threw them down.
Through adversity and mud.
It was find Larry Brown and punish him. You know, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a way for people to get out this aggression. Why do we have such aggression for things? Why do we have to run around and play shoot each other with guns? Why do we have to go around and play beat the crap out of the kid who doesn't like to talk right?
And I know I'm an old man now or whatever, but when I was a boy, that toxic masculinity was toxic.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, for my entire upbringing. That
had shifted
and changed a little bit.
When I was in fourth grade and I felt like an idiot for it after, sure. When I thought about my behavior, I'm like, why did I call Alex corroded? Corroded isn't really that bad, but at the time,
ooh,
if you called someone corroded,
that's rough.
That was bad. Why did I do that? Because he looked weird?
Oh,
what a jerk I am. you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do know what you mean, though.
And the people who would justify this behavior or say, well, think about this way. That kid is going to be stronger for going through that problem. Well, that kid also may, you know, develop trauma and maybe not be stronger. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You know, you're justifying being horrible to somebody else by saying they have to overcome something. They always have to fight against something.
And the right really likes to talk about, you know, families, right? The answer is the answer is in the family. And in doing that, it's kind of a dog whistle. You know, they're sort of saying wink, wink. And I do think that's an oversimplification, and it's a bad faith argument. But I do firmly believe that the idea of mentorship, as you move through life, when people look to you for information, for inspiration, for direction, if you're ready to provide that for people that are ready to take it, those are some of the most powerful, meaningful relationships I've ever had in my life, and they're so very rare. Rarely do you encounter people that are willing to do that for you.
Yeah.
And I think that's indicative of this problem we're talking about. I mean, yeah.
You always have to do it on your own. You have to somehow do it on your own, even though it's literally impossible. You can't birth yourself.
Nope.
You have to do things with other people's help. Everything that ever happened good in this world from humankind has happened from a group of people doing it, getting together and doing it.
Yeah.
A bigger idea that comes together. And so what I talked about at the beginning of this show, when people can be brought together for stupid things, they can also be brought together for amazing things, for the most wonderful, happy, joyous things possible. We've built things that we can go to the moon. We've put people on the moon.
and brought them home.
Yeah.
That's the part for me that really, really gets me. I mean, yeah, okay, fire, rockets, propulsion, you know, get us out of that atmosphere. But we got them home. I mean, that's really something
It's special. Amazing that happened.
Yeah.
You know? And it goes to back again, I want to talk about warrior society. We have one. We all grow up having to fight against stuff and work against things. Well, it's not true. You can just live. You can just be. You can learn things and go enjoy yourself, fall in love, have a bunch of great sex, enjoy your kid and your multiple kids or no kids. It doesn't matter. Enjoy someone. Don't have sex if you don't like it. It doesn't matter. You can do whatever. You don't have to struggle against things. Things are struggle. Sometimes you have to eat. Sometimes you have to, you know, make some money to go. But my point is that you don't have to always achieve and always fight against something. Because again, when you have a warrior society for a while, when you don't have any enemies, when there's no Cold War anymore, when there's no Russia, there's no enemies, you look for somebody, and next thing you know, you're shooting yourself in the face.
You'll find a way to fight against all odds.
An enemy.
Yes, yes.
That's the point. We're looking for enemies. We're looking for things to fight against, and we're looking for people to hurt. I've heard, for lack of a better term, I don't know what else to say. You know, and this is why you get into a van with a bunch of sweaty idiots to go and, you know, prove that you're so much tougher than the gay pride parade.
Yeah.
Come on.
Really, though, please come on. Get out of that U-Haul. Take off your shin guards. Shun your ballistic shield.
Yeah, it's just. And again, these type of things lead to the president of the United States not believing reality. Not agreeing that reality is even a thing.
It's kind of his specialty, too.
I know.
Yeah.
And then people still going after so many times of being proven, this guy is wrong.
And I've said it before, I'll say it again. One of one of the biggest things that we have, Brian, is that while they're yelling about stolen elections that didn't happen and hating groups of people they don't know or understand and putting on shin guards, we're learning and growing and shaping the world that we're going to be living in. So every moment that goes by that they refuse to get on board, we're pulling ahead.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is we can't stop and wait for them to catch up. They're either going to
There's another away. Train coming.
Yeah, there's
they'll
another
have to
train
catch coming. That one.
Yeah. It doesn't matter because time is going to move on no matter what happens, and that means that this show is actually over. Wow, that was quick.
I'm going to
do this 4 more times this week, Evan. It's going to be fun. I'll see you tomorrow. Crudy's going to come on, and he's going to talk about how he went viral.
We're so proud of him.
Calling out Fox News. Way to go, buddy!
Yay!